This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Ray Peacock on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to the show. Very tired boy today and can't really be bothered. So it's going to be that sort of show today, I think. Just can't really be bothered. Bit of a sort of half-assed, lax attitude just to the entire 2 hours. Hope you enjoy it. Got a producer shaking her head at me. Why are you shaking your head at me?
It's not the way to start a show, is it? Can't be honest.
What, honestly? Just telling them the truth.
Got people coming in?
I'm not going to bullshit these people. These are good people now.
All right, continue.
Coming up on the show today, Thomas Thwaites on the phone. Thomas Thwaites on the phone.
Yeah? Who is he?
I don't know.
He's a goat man.
Also coming up on the show today, Stephen Broughton.
Yeah.
Stephen Broughton's going to be on the show because Nat read an article yesterday.
Yeah.
You read an article about people who are asexual.
I did.
And then said to me, I'm going to get one on.
I'm
going
to get asexual on.
Right, well, you can talk to him about it then.
I will do.
Because I have nothing to say on that.
Ray Peacock on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to the show. It's 11 minutes past six.
It's 2 o'clock.
No, it is.
Well, in this time.
It's 11 minutes past six. So it makes it really awkward for me now to follow the time because I've got to do it as if it's 2 o'clock back in the future.
Where we are.
One week to my birthday, by the way, when this goes out. 1 week, so probably all getting quite excited now about what's going to happen on my birthday.
Yep.
But imagine, I'm surprised you didn't say anything to Kitty Bang Bang and Polly Rabbit on my
birthday,
because I thought they might be able to do like a turn.
Oh, to pop in and do
a
turn?
Maybe do some...
I don't know if we can have fire in here.
Lap dancing.
Do lap dancing? No, they don't do lap dancing. They are burlesque.
They probably
superstars.
Would, though.
I don't think they do lap dancing.
Mate, I'll tell you now, I've just spent the last 2 hours with Kitty.
Oh, yeah.
I spent like half an hour with Polly as well, and then Polly had to go. She left me, like, she wasn't being a gooseberry anymore. So I think it probably is Kitty that I was in love with, it turned out.
And do you think you've got over that now?
Yeah, I'm over it, definitely.
Okay.
But certainly, there's definitely something between us. It's an unspoken thing, I think.
Yes,
and it has to be. We've both got partners, so what can we do?
There's nothing to be done.
But I think we could certainly tell between us when we were downstairs having a drink. We could tell that on any other, you know, any other moon, it would have been...
Were you having...
All go.
Was she on the Prosecco again?
She wasn't Prosecco, yeah.
Another bottle?
She wasn't drinking bottles, she was drinking glasses.
Okay.
But she'd had at least six.
Six glasses?
At least, because that's what I counted on the table.
There's one out there now, which I've got my eye on,
You've
actually.
Still not finished.
No, I might have it.
You can have it if you want it. I don't really care if you're drunk or not now. I've given up on you.
Well, but I think my breath will have gone down, so it's all good.
Okay, well, we'll maybe see. I don't know whether to waste another breathalyzer kit on you. So I've only got one left.
Well, who else are you going to do them on?
Well, I don't have to do them on you today. I've already breathalyzed you once today.
Yeah, but that was last week.
Last week's show.
Right.
But once today, because we're recording two shows in a day. So that's happened once a day. So I already know you're over the limit. I don't need to double check it again.
It will calm down now.
No, I want you to know that I've always got a breathalyzer kit, and at any given point, I can do a spot test on you. And if you know that, then in that case, you might start, you know, pulling your socks up a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
I will pull my socks up, but I will still
I'm just saying, if you think there's a risk that you'll be breathalyzed, then you're unlikely to metaphorically drive again. I'm not the police, no. But I am a very, very important presenter in the station who could probably have you sacked.
Right, okay.
For gross misconduct.
But not really, because...
No, well, really.
It's not really gross misconduct.
Sort of really.
It's gross misconduct
if
I vomit.
It is absolutely gross misconduct to turn up to work drunk.
Well, it's not. I'm not drunk. I'm not
the
being sick.
The breathalyzer says otherwise.
I'm not being all
No, you're saying... No, but you're basically boasting that you're a functioning alcoholic.
No, that's not what I'm saying. You'd be over the limit on, probably...
You can't even talk, listen to you.
A couple of mints or something.
Where have you got this idea?
I think everything's got
alcohol. But something menthol takes you over the limit.
You had hand sanitizer, that's got booze in it.
I didn't drink it.
No, but it'll be
it's on my hands.
It'll be in your body, it'll be in your pores.
It won't be in my body or my pores at all. No, I won't have absorbed the alcohol from hand sanitizer to the point where I'd fail a breath test. Well, that's never happened in the history of mankind.
I've got some absinthe hand cream.
Well, again, I've no issue with that. The issue I've got is you're going out getting fucking leathered and then coming in for work on a Monday. That's the issue I've got.
Is it? What, would it be better if I just didn't turn up? Because I'm like, oh, I'm hungover, I can't come in. I'm not even hungover.
No, again, you're saying that as if that's the only option. No. As if the not getting leathered isn't an option in
this. It's not leathered, it's just...
That's categorically an alcoholic. That's what it is.
Oh, God. No,
you're not even entertaining the idea that you shouldn't get drunk on a night before work. You're not even entertaining that as an idea.
I mean, I do that on a weeknight. Look out, it's not like...
Not my problem. The only time it's my problem is when it's a day before my show.
Sure, okay. Well, I don't always go out on a Sunday, but I just fancied some... Okay. I was annoyed because I couldn't get any roast chicken yesterday.
Yeah, again, that's not... Don't try and distract me. I'm not Barry.
Okay.
Right? Things like that won't distract me.
Good one, Barry. He's the one that gave you the idea for the breathalyzer, so he hasn't got my back,
has he? Bought them as well. He bought them.
Oh, thanks, Barry.
£4, apparently.
I'll breathe another one later.
Should we phone him?
Yeah, let's get Barry.
I don't know whether it's going to be available or not. Well, let's give Barry a phone and find out how he feels about the... Because I feel like I've neglected Barry a little bit today, because I'd normally speak to him between shows, but I was
entertaining.
Downstairs with me. I don't think she'd mind being called a dolly bird.
I think she might. I think she definitely might.
I don't
think
she'd mind. Which phone shall I use?
Use that one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. So what do I do? Just dial
the number in, and then when it's... When you've finished with all the numbers.
Yeah? 7. That's the last number for Barry Dodds. His mobile number is 7, if you ever want to try and work it out.
Oh,
here he is.
Okay.
It's going to go answer machine, isn't it?
Yeah, but has he got the old 7?
Telling you now, he'd have answered by now. He'd have definitely answered by now.
Where is he? Maybe he's scared because he knows that I'm going to say, Barry, why? I thought we got on really well. Why are you getting me breathalysed?
Hi there.
There we go. Let us all down.
Barry.
Let us all down.
But that just means he's got to add some more phone time on us. If he doesn't answer his phone.
Yeah, that means that he has to. Yeah, he's got to come back, doesn't it?
He has to.
Yeah.
You know how this works with Barry.
Ruined it for everyone. I'm going to text him.
What are you going to say?
I don't know. You talk to the listener for a little bit.
Okay. Well, if you want to have your song requests in.
What?
I've got some here, but if you want to get in touch, you can. It's at FUBAR Radio, or you can email peacock@fubarradio.com, which is going to have to change your email address soon, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, because, so this is the, is this my last show with this name?
Because this is going out, when is this, what day is it? I think that,
there's one more.
This is now the 13th, isn't it?
This is the penultimate Ray Peacock show.
This is the 13th of June.
Yeah.
No, but then you've got the 20th.
This can't be the 13th of June, because it says they're Andy Smart.
Yeah, but... That's not how that we've moved him. We're moving him. It's fine. Right. He was supposed to be because you were supposed to be in that day, but then with your illness, we'd have to change things.
I'm sorry for being for ruining your admin
by
being ill.
The next time that we're live is the 20th of June.
Yeah.
But then we're also live on the 27th.
We're going to try and work it out so I do the
27th. No, we've done it. We have worked it out. I'm booking guests in.
Definitely.
Yeah, although it's put there dead, so that's not how I'm going to change that.
Well, explain what happened with the...
Because I put in earlier so I could sort the diary out with you as to when you're coming in. I put 27th of June, Ray's birthday / dead because you're killing off Ray.
Yeah.
And but then you just
I'm not really sure about this killing off Ray thing because it's like all I'm doing is going back to my real name.
That's Ray no longer exists.
But Ray's not a character. It's me. It's just me.
No, but it still is you. And if Ray's no longer he's not alive, is he?
Do you mean he though? Who's
you? He?
I'm the he.
Yeah, but it's very confusing, isn't it, with you being Ian and Ray?
Right.
In the same way other presenters here, like Doc and Ben or Michael and Justin, you know, they just have like different
Who's
names.
Michael, and
Michael Payne is his real name.
His real name's Justin,
yeah,
is
yeah.
It?
And then
and Doc Brown's Ben.
Doc Brown is Ben. Who else have we got?
What other ones are there?
We've got Maestro. Mice Diggy.
What's Mice Diggy's real name?
I don't know if I do know it.
Tell us then, what is it?
It's Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah.
We need to talk about Kevin.
Yeah. Who else do we have here that we've got pseudonyms?
Justin E. Collins. He's not on anymore, is he? But Justin E. Collins, what was his real name?
Justin.
I think it's Darren.
Darren.
Yeah.
We got Harley.
I think Justin Lee Collins' real name is Darren Lee Collins.
Well, then we got Harley from Rizzle Kicks, whose real name is probably like Dave.
Paul.
I don't know. And he's got another name.
His real name is Paul Jackson, like the producer.
Paul Jackson.
He's called Paul Jackson. Yeah, he had to change his name because the producer, Paul Jackson, had it from Equity.
And said, like, you can't have that, Harley.
Yeah.
So now he's also Jimmy Charles Moody. It's just too much.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is Ray isn't a character.
Justin Lee Collins' real name is Darren Upton.
I don't know who that is.
It's not anyone.
Oh, right, okay.
That's his real name, Darren Upton. It's someone I went to school with. I think JLC's real name is Darren Upton.
Well, do you know there's a football player called Des O'Connor?
I didn't know that, no.
Oh, I know that. Will might know that because he knows about football.
Will's not really listening today.
He's not really listening at the moment. Look at that.
I feel like, I'll tell you what I feel like with Will today.
Yeah.
Again, this seems weird because it's the same day as the last week's show, so we're recording. So I feel like Will has made a bit of an effort, but it's not worked, so he's just gone back to normal.
Oh, do you think I?
Yeah.
When he
I think he was
work.
Making an effort, and then because it didn't have the effect he thought it would have.
What did he think it would have?
I don't know. Just ask him. Will?
But do you think maybe that's our fault?
William?
We kind of diminished him, did we?
William, like, for into daddy's study.
Why are you being weird? And so now he feels like
he has to go
back.
Was weird at any
well,
point.
Not weird,
could
but
you,
like...
Sorry, could you not come through the door like fucking sheriff? But what? Imagine them barge through the door like that. What was
Who's
that?
Sheriff? Who's sheriff as well?
Like a sheriff in a western. Flapping the fucking door open wide open. Just walk like a normal human.
That's how he does walk. He walks with purpose.
God, he gets one blowjob at 25 and suddenly starts acting like this. Right.
You don't know he had that.
Did you have a blowjob at the weekend, Will?
Did it?
Give or receive, both. Did you?
What do you want to talk to me about?
That.
No, you don't.
I do. I do now.
Consciously making notes for the pre-record.
What were you doing? No, you weren't doing anything.
I was just making notes for the pre-record.
No, you weren't.
Started a bunch of time. Scheduling tweets.
Yeah.
Scheduling tweets.
Yeah.
What about?
About the show, about your show.
What if I die in the meantime? And that tweet goes out and everyone goes, that food bob been a bit irresponsible.
Friends, mate.
It would just be that Ray died early.
Ray died early, yeah. Did you have oral sex with anyone this weekend?
Come on.
Just say yes or no.
I didn't get into the business for this, you know what
just
I mean?
Just say yes or no.
Huh?
Yes or no.
What's the question?
It's an answer.
What's the question?
With the lady that you were talking about,
yes.
Who you were cavorting with all weekend,
yes.
Which we've already established, that's on the record, it's a matter of fact.
Fact, yeah, that is a matter of fact.
Did you have either the facilitator or acceptor of oral sex this weekend?
Yes.
Yes, fine. That's all we wanted to know. So, what's the mood you've come in today where you have a mood of boisterousness, which is actually quite encouraging, however... It also feels like that you don't feel you're getting the response you want, ergo you've started sulking and being dopey Will again. That's how I've assessed the situation.
Through a pane of glass where you can't hear me, you can only see
just
me.
Just by the look of you, you've gone back, you come in here, you're a bit upbeat, and then I look across here, you're back to lurch.
Lurch? Just,
yeah, like Adam's family, whatever it was.
You're
just back there like...
The butler.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm making notes out there. I've got a couple of trail clips already. I mean, that's a positive both on you
I
and
noticed
Nat already.
When we started the show, me and Nat, and I was saying, oh, I'm not really in the mood for it, but, you know, just letting people know that I'm a bit tired or whatever. But you were out there... You were
trying to G you up, yeah.
What was that about?
Just trying to pump you up, get
he
you
does
excited.
That.
Well, come on then, get us both pumped up now.
Oh, who's ready?
Yeah,
are you ready now?
Pump us up.
You ready?
Yeah. What are you going to do?
You ready, sister?
I thought you were going to do
big
something.
Tent? You don't have to put your hands on her.
Big tens. Are you ready, Ray? Big tens over.
I'm not in the mood for doing the show, really, but I'm going to do the show anyway.
Why? But
I'll do it to the best of my abilities. But
what would you rather be doing?
Just a bit tired. No, no, it's not sleeping, probably. I'm just a bit tired.
We like that's it, all. Ray. We want you.
Yeah, same. Enjoy it.
I like you a lot, man.
It's the second show in a day, so I'm just a bit, you know, so change that for me. Let's get me.
Whoa. Remember.
What do you advise me to do?
Just smile. Even smiling.
I don't really smile anyway.
No, but
do
even
I?
Like forcing a smile really just.
But I don't really do that.
No, but it releases endorphins in your body. It doesn't.
Make your eyes smile.
I've told you that, but it's bollocks.
Do your eye smile.
My what?
Schmeising, isn't it?
I don't do that. You're thinking of Kitty.
Try it, though. You've never tried it.
No, come on, you're better than that.
But I wouldn't do that normally.
What's that?
Smile like that. It'd be a grinning buffoon. What's he doing? Is he trying to get us...
I don't know.
Just smile. That's doing it, isn't it? You feel better already, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. See, yeah, well, no, not really. She doesn't, does she?
I'm just trying different techniques.
Very nice to you.
I want a new section every week, which is life coaching with Will.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you two have lived slightly longer than I have.
What was that?
No, yeah, that's a dig straight away there,
what?
Isn't it?
No, I stopped it from being a dig. Don't start.
Wait, what?
He did that the other day when we talked about that? Bruce Springsteen. He went, well, I haven't really heard of him, but you're a bit older, so you would have heard
this
of him.
About?
And I'm like, eh, what?
Yeah. So bear in mind, right, so there's another way of looking at that, isn't it, Will? Which is that everything you know now, we've already knew at that age, and we now know more.
I'm just saying, I'm immature, so you two... Oh, I can't even say that.
What are we?
You're more mature than I am.
More mature?
Mature?
Yeah. More experienced than you.
Yeah, exactly, and I want to learn from you, so I shouldn't be the one dealing out life coaching. But we've all come from different backgrounds, so maybe we can all put together like a collective pot in the middle and we just all spit into it.
Sure.
What?
You've got a youthful spring there. Maybe you can inject that into us.
Yeah, sometimes I have that, but sometimes...
He's
like
been injecting into someone all weekend.
It's spring.
Come on, bro.
What? No, that's what you've been doing.
What?
You have? You've been doing sexy stuff all weekend?
No, not all weekend.
Yes, you have.
Just Sunday.
My old assistant producer, Adam, used to come in and tell me everything he'd been up to at the weekend.
Yeah.
Why are you not, why are you not carrying that torch, as it were?
Look, I said I'd eat Spongy the other week again.
Get hold of Adam's baton and wave it around for
but
us.
You still haven't got the thing that you were going to do for us as a research thing when you came in here and said that you were going to take something home
good
and
point.
Lick your sperm.
Very good point.
Sperm.
You did say, I would never phrase it like that, how Nat just did, like a doctor.
Well, lick your sperm.
Lick your sperm.
lick your sperm down.
But you did actually say, a few weeks ago now, for several weeks it's been going on, where you did say to us that you were going to indulge in your own seed. And you still haven't. You've still not reported back on that. Yeah. I mean, could you not just...
Well, I kind of took the executive decision.
Not to.
But you're not an executive, are you? So it's not...
No, but I'm...
That's like me coming in and making the decision to make the tea. That's your job. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Part of a big team.
Yeah, yeah. So you're like, you're tea maker, mate. So... I wouldn't dream of coming in here, mate, and making tea for everyone.
He didn't make tea, though. Jacob did.
Fair point. I don't even know who Jacob is. I've never met him before.
Oh, this lovely boy. He makes tea. Really nice tea, actually.
I made you two teas today.
He did make me two teas today.
Not made me one.
Did I offer earlier?
I don't remember.
Yes, I did, because you said you'd already bought a drink in, Ray. I remember it vividly.
I certainly didn't say I've already bought a drink in. I may have said I brought a drink in, but I certainly didn't say I bought a drink in.
Well,
same way as I didn't brought it when I went in the shop for it, I bought it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well.
It's important, isn't it?
That's bought.
These are just some of the things you learn when you're as old as me and Nat.
Yeah, more mature.
The difference between brought and bought. We are more mature, aren't we?
Mature, yeah.
I don't feel like you've lifted us in any way. I don't feel like you've got us up for this.
Go and do something inspirational for us. Like, maybe give you a pep talk through your ears.
I'll tell you what Will could do during the show is make a chart for the wall. Make something like an inspirational quote to put on the wall.
And maybe we could have a mantra. Maybe he could think of a show mantra for us.
Well, no, Will's got... So like, things like hang in there and all that sort of thing.
Or chant it.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life. I thought maybe you could go away and you could make a poster for us and we'll pop it. Do you know what, Will? If it's good enough, we'll put it on the wall and that'll stay on the wall then. And you'll be able to tell when guests come in, like, I don't know, you get Buccaneers, Sue Pollard, whoever it is.
I'd love to get her in.
I know, Sue. You'd be able to say, hey, that poster up there, I made that poster. And they'll go, that's really well done, Will. Well done.
Can you think of an inspirational theme for the show that that Ray and I can just sort of take on board this evening?
And tailor it to us. Tailor it to us. So what you know at the moment is that Nat's pissed and I'm tired. So can you work with that? Can you work with that as an idea?
Oh, yeah.
What have you got now?
He needs time. You can't.
Advice. It's advice for
this.
That.
Spirits do not necessarily have to be contained within a bottle.
Really good. No,
it's
don't
good.
Fail at that. That's really good.
That's actually
for you, that's
very
really good.
Well, I want something on paper. Can
not
you maybe
all,
go
not
away?
All high spirits have to come from a bottle.
No, very true. They cut... what other spirits are there?
No, don't worry about that, Nat. You're getting distracted.
Okay.
So that's good for Nat. But for me, what about me? Because I'm a bit tired. A bit tired and just a bit...
You don't only dream when you're asleep.
Yeah.
Can you write something down? I need something visual.
Yeah,
Will.
And not that.
Yeah. Can you have a think about it?
It was all right.
I can write it down.
I understand it was inspiration. It didn't feel tailor made to me, is what I'd say. But
he can go away and write something for us, and then we can.
How can you peacock?
Hold it up.
By lying down on a bed.
No,
how can you what?
How can you peacock?
Yeah.
Easily.
What,
you could just have a wee in the bed.
I don't even know what
how
peacock
can you
is.
Peacock? Oh, the pluming up your feathers.
Yeah. But then again, by the time this is up on the wall, then there won't be Ray Peacock anymore, will I not?
Yeah, there will. Yeah, I don't think they will. You'll have two more weeks of Ray.
Well, then we're going to have to screw it up in a week. We don't want him to...
No, but he'll do another one
for
Ian.
We don't want to have him spend 2 hours colouring something in for us to rip it up.
Can you do something in 10? Just give him a challenge like they used to do on that Heart Attack or something. Do it in 10.
Like that Heart Attack?
What was the one with Tony Hart?
He died.
No, he didn't. Tony Hart did.
Neil Buchanan died.
No, he didn't.
He's in a band. We tried to book him before.
He's not in a band.
He is.
And he's got a website with art on it.
I know. This is all part of the cover-up.
No, it's not. I'm going to look at it.
He's going big on his band, Buchanan.
Is what?
He's going big on his band, Buchanan.
Why have we got Holding Out for a Hero on the system again when we've played it once already?
Have we?
Yeah.
Where's he going?
I
don't think he's going to make he's going to make something for us. Unless we get the guest on the line.
All right.
There he
Thanks
is.
For your contribution,
he's
Will.
He's a photographer.
Have a great show, guys.
Thank you, mate. I enjoyed it.
There he is.
They broke him down, we've got.
Neil Buchanan?
Yeah, no, it's a joke now. There's a joke about that he died. That's all it is.
No, that's Tony Hart, isn't it?
No, there was an urban legend that Neil Buchanan had died.
And Dave Benson Phillips. They've all had it. but we haven't predicted it.
Oh yeah, fuck, they could die.
I know, damn it now. I'm going to feel bad if they do.
Somebody go and give Dave Benson Phillips a knock.
Hello.
Hello, mate.
Hey, are you all right?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good. I had a song on, I'll just send it off just to speak to you, because we've got to speak to a goat man in a minute.
That was for Silent Mark.
I'll play the rest of it later on. Yeah, goat man.
He's a man who believes wants to be a goat, Barry.
I thought you would enjoy this, right. Barry. That's why I wanted to talk to you about it, because Barry Dodd's on the phone. Hello, Barry.
Hello.
I'm a bit tired, mate. I'm not feeling up for this show, so I thought you might be able to inspire me a bit. I've tried to get Will to do
second
it.
Second show, innit?
That's what I say to people, and they're like, well, you know, you've got to do it. It's like, I'm doing it, aren't I? But it's understandable I'd be a little bit tired, isn't it, surely?
Yeah, I'd have thought so, yeah. It's a long day.
Yeah, it is a long day. I've just spent 2 hours with
Kitty. 4 hours of broadcasting.
4 hours of broadcast and 2 hours of flirting with Kitty Bang Bang.
Oh, yeah.
In the pub, she went on a drink with him.
Breathalysing me.
Breathalysing that, that's what I was ringing you about.
Yeah, sorry about that. No.
She failed it.
I passed it, however you look at it.
What?
Well, maybe I passed it.
What, because it was positive?
Yeah.
What, like, sort of like, is that, you, would you think of the same way of passing an AIDS test?
If it was positive?
Yeah. Well, I passed it. There you go.
I think I passed it.
There you go. Perfect. Full-blown AIDS. No problem.
No. Well, that wouldn't be the case, would it? You wouldn't have a test for full-blown AIDS. It's HIV.
No, but you might find out you've got full-blown AIDS.
Well, not from an HIV test.
You might do.
We won't. You know if you've got HIV.
Barry? You like erasure?
You like a what? Oh, Ray.
That's got nothing to do with having AIDS.
I think it has to them, mate.
He's not got AIDS, he's got HIV, hasn't he?
Exactly. Oh, this is a bad example.
Exactly.
I didn't even know that until last week when Barry told me.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Crying his heart out, he was, Barry.
Were you? I mean, he's all right. He's nice.
Who?
Andy Bell, like, he's not ill.
Sorry, well, that's like saying that someone with HIV isn't normally nice.
That's not what I meant.
What do you mean?
That's not what I meant.
That was like you were saying, it's all right, he's not a dirty gay.
No, because I just remembered that I met him once and he was really nice. And I was like, oh, okay. Because some people...
How did you meet him?
Oh, here we go.
He came in actually to the Edinburgh show that we did there. And he was doing an Edinburgh show 2 years ago. And then he came in for an interview.
Yeah, he was doing Torsten.
Yes, that's it.
On the what stage?
It's the Bareback Saint. That was the name of the show. Torsten, the Bareback Saint.
The Bareback Saint?
Saint.
Yeah.
Mm. You shouldn't go bareback, though, really. Just generally.
Well, I think he's learnt that lesson.
In anybody.
No, it's one of them lessons you learn too late, don't it, Nat?
You only do it once.
So if you take anything from today's show...
Don't go bareback.
We're going to have to start this recording again, aren't we? So she failed the breathalyzer, mate.
Well, I passed it. Depends how you look at it.
She didn't pass it. It came up all orange.
Did it? Right. Yeah.
Why said it like for, Barry?
But but what I've not told her is that is orange is fine.
Oh, for God's sake.
It would be blue. It'd be blue if she was over the limit.
I didn't want to spoil the fun. Yeah. I heard you do it this afternoon, and I was like, no, it starts orange.
Yeah.
When it, yeah.
Yeah, no problem, is it?
Orange. Oh, so I'm sober. Yeah.
Orange is absolutely fine.
I have had a bottle of Cointreau, though, since you've been away, so I might go blue this time.
You might get go blue tested. If you carry on behaving like this.
Oh, I might go more, because you're going to... Oh, really?
I'm not going to kill you. I'd pay for someone else to do it.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Really? So, Barry, there's some things I want to ask you just very, very quick. How long have you got? You got a minute?
I've got 5 minutes.
All right, 5 minutes is fine. I have a guest coming up. One is a goat man who is a man who lived... Was it a year, Nat?
As a goat.
He lived for a year as a goat.
I mean, why?
That's the first question out of the way,
isn't
it?
Down, Nat. Write that question down. Why? Yeah? Next question?
Oh, what questions for the goat man?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You see, I was really disappointed that you told me that, because when you said we've got a goat man on, my mind instantly...
You thought it was a goat and a man.
And a man.
I was trying to picture him.
How do you feel about this, Barry? He had artificial legs, artificial helmet, chest protector, a bell around his neck, prosthetic goat stomach to digest grass, and a raincoat from his mum.
That Robocop.
Robo-goat. Yep. Right, so I write down Robo-goat.
Robo-goat?
I write down Robo-goat ?
Yeah. Why do you have to wear a helmet?
That can be a question.
Goats? I don't know.
Yeah, why have you got a helmet?
Goats don't have helmets.
Has it got the horns on it? Is that what it is? With horns on it?
That's actually quite weird, isn't it?
Oh, so it's the helmet with horns that you think is the weird bit of living for a year as a goat?
I mean, yeah, because I'm looking at the picture and I'm like,
what other bits of that are quite weird, Nat?
Well, he went to go live in the Alps for a year with some goats.
Yep, that's weird. What are the bits?
Well, just the whole thing, really.
Yeah, the whole thing. The whole existence of this person is weird.
But he got an award to go and take a holiday for being human.
An award?
Yeah.
What do you mean, an award?
Arts award.
What?
Oh, for God's sake.
There we go. Dodds has gone.
Okay.
From who?
He doesn't say. We'll have to ask him.
Right. What's the award you got?
The Arts Award.
Arts Award. Yep. It's like, did you see that documentary recently? Dodds might have watched it, about the man, the people who like sort of pet play where they dress up as dogs and stuff.
Oh, I've heard about this.
And did you see that, Barry?
I didn't see it. I saw a picture of a bloke dressed as a dog.
Yeah, you'd have loved it. He went like to Amsterdam to take part in a competition, and he was like talking about how he was representing Britain and things like that. And it was, I normally don't laugh at people's sexual preferences and things, you know, their little, you know, foibles and that, the stuff that they do. It's like, it's fine, if that's what you do, that's what you do. But I couldn't take it. I couldn't see on any level.
Well, does he have sex as a dog?
Does he have sex as a dog?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because it is a sexual thing, not just...
He has a master, which is a man, even though he's a heterosexual man, apparently. And he split up with his fiancée because of it.
So,
but he's still best friends with her.
But is he sleeping with his master?
I don't know.
Does he walk on all fours?
Yes. It seemed like a sub-dom relationship to me.
Yeah, definitely.
Does he have a poo on the floor?
Like dogs. I'm just thinking, how far does
he go
into it?
Again, these are all the things.
That's a good question.
Yeah, thank you.
What, shall we ask the goat man if he has a poo on the floor?
Well, goats do. Yeah. Actually, yeah goats do.
Good point, yeah. Where did you do a poo?
Oh, there you go. Ask him if he ever wiped his arse when he was a goat, because goats don't do that, so therefore...
Yeah.
How long has he lived as a goat?
Genuinely fucking amazing.
Don't they do it with grass, though? Wouldn't they wipe their bum on the grass?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe he did that. Right.
No, dogs do that. Goats don't.
They don't do that. But then he eats grass.
I love that
probably.
Barry Dodds is now a goat expert. No, goats don't do that, mate.
It's dogs.
Have you ever even met a goat, mate?
Did you wipe your
arse?
Yes, ask him that, definitely. And if he says yes, then tell him that the Arts Council wants that money back.
It's bestiality.
Well, we don't know it was the Arts Council, first of all.
No, it's not the Arts Council.
It's
an Arts Award. We'll have to ask him. But what I think is, if you live as a goat for a year, so... Yeah. Did he speak, or did he just bar, or whatever? What do they know?
Again, I don't know now.
Well, let's ask him. Let's ask him about the language.
Did you speak? But then again, you could also say who to.
Yeah, but he shouldn't do if he's living as a goat.
Yeah, but he'd have nobody to speak to. He's living with a lot of goats.
Yeah, so is he bleating?
Is he bleating?
Also, did he, like, you know, if you're fully immersing yourself, did he fancy any goats?
Yeah, did he have a way with another goat?
Exactly. Did you fuck another goat?
Yeah, well, maybe not. Maybe romantically they, you know, maybe fell in love.
Does goat cover men and women goats? Or the men ones or women ones called something different? They're both called
they're
goats.
They're both goats, yeah.
Did you fuck another goat? I think this man may hang up the phone on us.
Let's predict by which question he'll hang up by.
I think he'll definitely hang up on, did you fuck another goat?
Well, just don't phrase it like that. Just say if you're...
What do you say? Did you make love to another goat?
How else do I say it? Fancy.
But that's not the question.
I don't necessarily know if he wanted to penetrate one. I just want to know if he, like, kissed...
Barry wants to know if he fucked a goat.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's start with if he kissed one first, or if he had a feeling for one.
Goats don't kiss each other anyway.
Of course they do. Animals kiss. Don't they do?
Barry?
No, you've lost me down that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't think animals kiss.
Why have they got mouths, then?
Amazing, yeah. What else could what else could they possibly use them for, Nat?
They do kissing. Dogs kiss.
Not really kiss. What if you walk past two dogs on the street necking?
Monkeys will kiss.
What do you mean monkeys will kiss?
Because they're basically humans. They're like very human-like, so they will kiss.
Barry Dodds is laughing at you.
No,
that tells you all you need to know about your life.
Barry knows.
Barry is finding you ridiculous. That in itself is bizarre.
Okay, Will, can you just please Google if any animals kiss? Because
he's making a fucking
mantra. He's making a mantra.
He's making a poster for us to get.
Yeah, let's get it. We're gonna have it in a second. But in the meantime,
I've asked Will to make us a poster, an inspirational poster.
Really, right?
Lovebirds.
Yeah. For Nat is the one. For Nat, they'll basically kiss. Says something along the lines of, "Not all great spirits come in a bottle."
Yeah, which I don't think makes sense really now.
Right, I've got six questions. I need two more. The last one was, did you fuck another goat? It doesn't really matter what these questions are, because I don't think we're going to get
to them. Where did he sleep at night? Did he just sleep in a field? It's cold.
Like, you're asking such stupid questions.
Okay.
He's already living with a load of goats.
Right, okay, can I ask something? Like, sheep, you shear them for their wool. What's the point of goats? What I mean is, what did he do? What did he do all day?
Great question.
What did he do?
No, Nat's question is, what's the point of goats?
Well,
get milk off them.
Oh, yeah, you can have goat's milk and goat's cheese, actually. Did he get worried someone was going to try and make him into cheese?
No, he can't be worried about it. It's like, did he produce any milk?
Or cheese?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
What's the question, Barry? Did you produce... Were you milked?
Would he eat goat? Does he eat goat cheese? Because that's like eating his friends. I don't think he should.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
It
it's not like eating his friends. No, that's like saying somebody's breastfed is like eating your mum. It's not.
Well,
you're not eating the thing. You're eating something they produce.
You wouldn't see a cow
eating some goat's milk is not like eating a goat.
But cows wouldn't eat cheddar.
No, that question's out. Barry, you've got one more question. It's a man, adult man, has had charitable money donations to go and live with a load of goats as a goat.
Did he go to therapy before?
He's dressed as a goat. It's Barry's question. You've had enough questions.
But what did he need the money for?
Well,
very good question. That's actually a very good question.
He didn't get paid. It was an award.
No, you just said he got an award.
Yeah, he won an award.
Oh, he won an award for doing it.
Luckily, an arts award offers him the perfect opportunity to take a holiday from being human by transforming himself into a goat.
Right. What is it? Why did you need the money, given that you were surrendering human?
Well, will it be?
Because goats don't have money.
But would it be a money award? Exactly. Could just be like an Oscar, like an award.
We'll find out.
Okay.
Why did you need the money? Because goats don't have money, and they survive perfectly well without money.
I just think, what would you do for 24 hours a day whilst
we're
going
to talk to him now? Barry, thanks for your help, man.
Thank you, Barry.
No worries. Right, have fun.
I'll find out, and you'll be able to hear it next week. What are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm about to have a meal, but I'm also slightly nervous because I've just found out that my agent tonight is meeting Derren Brown.
What? Your agent's what?
Meeting Derren Brown.
What for?
I don't know.
What is it to do with you? And me.
It's some VIP meet and greet thing he's going to.
Oh, right. Okay. That's...
Well, that's handy. Could you get your agents to get in touch with me so I can organise things behind your back?
Yeah, I'm slightly worried that's happening already.
Well, they can't do it without my involvement, can they?
Yeah, but you would say that.
Oh, so you think I'm in on this or I'm complicit in this, that I already know there's a meeting taking place?
That's the thing.
He
you
probably
just
thinks
take
you're
nothing
there.
For granted with him.
Okay. What I'll say to you now is if there was the opportunity to go and meet Derren Brown with a view to involving him in what we do and in ruining your life with it, I would have cancelled this show, given that I cancelled it last week for diverticulitis.
Right, okay.
So if there's a meeting available, I would be at it now. But as you can hear, I'm on the radio.
Right, okay, yeah.
Unless, of course, I'm just doing this. Me and Nat are both
there. Yeah.
And we're doing it out the back. And we have to maintain that we're doing a radio show, but we're not. We're actually stood at the moment not 5 feet from Derren Brown.
You're just on speakerphone.
Yeah.
Derren can hear this. Derren can
hear everything that you're saying. That could be a scenario that's happening now.
There's no such thing as a goat man. We made it up.
Yeah. I can't believe you thought that goat man was a real thing.
Yeah, exactly. How far-fetched is that? The more extreme the lie, the more believable. Mm.
That's not true, actually. The actual truth to lying is the less extreme the lie, the more believable.
Is it?
Yeah. The more ordinary the lie, the more believable it is.
Right, okay.
Okay. But either way, Barry, what I'll say to you, and you can take me at face value if you want, I'm not with Derren Brown at the moment. I've got nothing to do with it. And I'll be very cross if somebody arranges something without my input.
Right, well, I'm going to be keeping a close eye on my diary to see how weird the gigs start getting.
All right. All right, well, let them know, though. Let them know I'm not averse to working with Derren Brown with a view to destroying you, but I don't want them taking our idea and going off doing something else with it without my involvement and your involvement.
Okay, right,
all
no
right.
worries.
All right, mate.
All right.
Just a little admin meeting there, but it's actually a serious point.
all right, I'll see you later.
Have a nice night. Enjoy dinner. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Barry Dodds. Right, let's get this goat man on the phone.
Okay, well, just maybe do a quickie song and then...
A quickie song?
Yeah, and then we'll get a goat man on.
Why is Will just peering
out
the
corner? We should say that we have got Stephen Broughton in later, who is from the Movement for Asexuality Awareness, Protection, Learning and Equality in the studio in 15 minutes. We've got to be quick with the goat.
Every Friday, Screen Talk with Dan Clark from 12 PM on FUBAR Radio.
There you go, it's Dan Clark's show on the Friday, midday. On Friday at midday. Have a listen to that if you want.
Yeah. Sneaker Pimps.
So, that was the song.
That's
we
who we just played, Bloodsport.
Who's that for?
Iris O'Neill.
Okay,
good
two.
Choice. Oh no, I'm giving that a 7. I liked it. Never heard it before, but
Maudlin
I liked it.
Maudlin and Dull.
Oh, okay.
I personally found it. We've got Thomas Thwaites on the phone. Thomas, you there?
Hello, hi Dan.
I'm not Dan, I'm Ray. Ray, Dan, that was the trailer for Dan's show. But it's alright, it's easy done. Easy done, mate, easy done, mate. There's bound to be a breakdown in communication between a human and a goat. So, we're talking, what I should tell you is, I've just spoke to my friend Barry, who's quite an eccentric boy himself, and I thought he might have some questions to ask you. I filled him in on the scenario, which is that you lived for, was it a year?
Not a year.
All right. Some would say living as a goat is mental.
Six days. Fine. Nearly a year. It must have felt like a year.
Yeah. Don't know where I got a year from. Let's pretend it was a year.
Felt like a year, probably.
So your book is called Goat Man, How I Took a Holiday from Being Human. You got a quote from Dean Burnett. I know Dean. And Dean said, I'd never thought about becoming a goat before, but after reading this book, I'm not ruling it out.
That's praise indeed.
Yeah, from Dean. Dean writes on The Guardian now, and he's got a book, Idiot Brain. His book's fantastic. Nice boy, Dean. Comic, comedian. Yeah. Obsessed with the beach, mate. He's absolutely obsessed with the beach.
What do you mean?
Just honestly, every joke that he has is all about the beach. Oh, I went to the beach
what,
the other
the
day.
Film,
went to the
or
beach. No, just the actual concept of a beach.
And what? How?
Where water meets land.
Right.
Honestly, oh, obsessed sorry. With it.
Beach what do you mean nearby? Obsessed with it?
Weirdly
though?
Obsessed with the beach. Talk about the beach all the time. Beach. Oh, I got to the beach. Oh, I got to the beach. Oh,
any beach?
Yep, bizarre.
Does
anyway,
he live by a beach?
No, I don't know, mate. I think he's in Cardiff as far as I know, so I don't think he's near a beach particularly. Okay, so basically, the questions I'm asking you, I personally think some of them might come off as rude, but they're not my questions. I've just asked somebody else who's an eccentric person to ask you the questions.
Yeah.
So kind of don't shoot the messenger, if you like.
Yeah, sure, okay.
But it's imperative that you answer all of them truthfully.
Okay. All right, I'll do my best.
So the first question we've got, which was an overall question, Nat thought this as well, just a one-word question, which is why?
Well, have you ever felt rather annoyed with life?
What are you doing there? You're doing a politician answer there.
No, answering a question with a question.
Never mind me.
Yeah, but the answer's a yes. For
never
everyone.
Mind me.
Yes, the answer
is. Let me finish.
All right. Yeah. Is it the fault of the last Labour government by any chance?
No, basically, I was going through, everyone goes through those phases of like, oh God, this is rubbish. And so I happened to be dog sitting my niece's dog while I was going through one of these phases, not much else going on kind of work-wise, and was like thinking, looking at this kind of happy kind of mutt, and just had that thought, Noggin, you stupid dog, you're so lucky, you don't worry about money or like where you're going to live or like what you said to your girlfriend last night, you're just kind of happy there being in the world. And so I guess it was like, rather than kind of dismiss that thought of like, oh yeah, wouldn't it be nice to be something else for a while, I kind of decided to
investigate.
Exactly.
Can I just ask you, what's your normal job? What would you normally be doing?
So, freelance sort of designer.
Okay.
Freelance lifestyle, it's a little bit up and down.
Okay. My second question, I can't remember what it was for, it just says RoboGoat question mark.
Oh, because of your helmet.
Yeah, why did you have an
helmet? RoboGoat. I mean, it was kind of the dream, basically, was, imagine an amazing kind of exoskeleton type thing.
That is the dream.
That was like a very kind of core dream of this this like project. Imagine being able to gallop. Yeah, it was great.
Okay.
I'd seen like those videos online of like the DARPA four-legged kind of running dog, kind of robot dogs, and thought, yeah, I mean, if they can make a robot run on four legs, then
why can't it be much easier.
Yeah. You know, I've already got the AI,
man and robot,
Yeah, exactly.
Like the people who are in The Lion King live.
Yeah, I've not seen that, but I did sort of investigate how they sort of walk around. But I think, you know, I was going for, rather than like some kind of external costume kind of thing, it was more like a reverse costume.
Why
I was
not
much more interested in the experience of, rather than looking like a goat.
Well, why not be a lion? Like, why a goat? Why not a lion or a turtle or
Why not
snail?
A dog, given that
a dog
inspired
yeah,
it?
Why did you
make the leap from dog to goat?
Okay. Well, why not a dog? Because I didn't want to be a carnivore. I'd sort of decided that, you know, oh, God, I'm eating too much. You know, we always eat too much meat, the planet's going to ruin. So I wanted to be a herbivore, and originally I had set out to try and become an elephant because, you know, I thought it would be cool to be an elephant. However, on further research, I discovered that elephants are
massive, aren't they?
On the planet. Well, they're massive, and also they seem to kind of mourn, like, their dead family members, and they sort of exhibit symptoms of post-traumatic stress when they kind of witness the horrible event.
So I was trying to get away from all those kind of worries. Yeah, you want full abandonment of human emotions.
So goats don't have any emotions. Goats don't have any
emotions. No. I mean, they might do. I mean, the reason why a goat is because I was having a pint with a friend relaying my problem of, like, I'm doing a project about trying to become an elephant, but I just have gone off elephants. And she said I should go and visit her friend, who's a shaman. I went to visit this shaman in Copenhagen, in a kind of commune there, and, she sort of basically told me to become a goat, and she was quite right.
What do shamans do? What, she predicted that? I don't understand. What she said, she just felt like it would be right for you to become a goat.
Yeah, she said, if I was, you know, if I'd grown up in kind of South Africa, like living in the bush, you know, amongst elephants, then maybe I could kind of become an elephant. But
did she say it fast? Was she in a rush to be somewhere else? Was it like, yeah, be a goat?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's just like, it was much more relaxed.
It was considered,
or anything like that.
Yeah,
it was much more considered. I mean, if you want to go into it, she actually pointed me to the work of this anthropologist called Rane Willerslev, who was trying to, like, reconcile, you know, why kind of people who are, you know, they're not stupid people, you know, who kind of believe in this ability to transform into animals,
right,
why they would say, like, yes, you know, when I kind of mimic a kind of an elk when I'm hunting, I become that elk. And so he was, you know, he kind of wrote that he was in, you know, we were coming at it from a kind of Cartesian Descartes point of view of, like, the individual self, and they were coming at it from a more Heideggian point of view.
Okay.
A much more kind of relational view of what it means to be a human being.
Was the rule that you had to be a goat?
Well, I mean, the rule was, I mean, there was no rule, really.
Or was the intention to be a goat, to be a goat and experience being a goat?
Yeah, that was the intention,
Okay. What's the arts award? We don't know what it is. We're trying to work it out. You got an arts award. It made my friend Barry furious that you got an award for this.
No, you didn't get it for this, did you? You got it, and then you thought, I'm going to go and be a goat after you got the award. You didn't get it because of this. Isn't that right?
No.
I think Barry thought
he
got money to go and be a goat.
No. The Wellcome Trust, who fund, like, million-pound kind of cancer research centres and stuff, they also have a small kind of sideline in funding the arts, which have something to do with sciences. I think it's like this kind of two cultures thing. Why are the arts and sciences so separate?
Right.
So anyway, that's what they're... And so, yes, the Wellcome Trust gave me some money to become an elephant, and then I changed it to becoming a goat without
telling
them.
So you fraudulently used
and then they got
cancer money to be goats
cross.
And elephant.
Do you think
they're like a trust? I don't know. Anyway, I mean,
but they are a company that works.
It's either pointless or it's not.
Far be it for me to, like, first partner that works on this, right? But you said a company that gave money to cancer research gave a bit of it instead to someone being a goat.
An elephant? No, he said elephant.
An elephant originally.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not judging.
It can't all be like deadly serious.
You're right. No, you're right. Like, it can't all be cancer research. Sometimes you can't.
Yeah, you get money for doing a radio show. So,
That's true, but that's what that money's for. That's what that money is allocated for. So FUBAR don't also, you know, they're not also a cancer charity. And I come out and do a show and make a bit of the money. But I'm honestly not judging you. I'm just clarifying.
I think the Wellcome Trust mission in like this kind of art sciences thing is they're concerned, you know, I'm speaking to the Wellcome Trust, which I'm definitely not meant to do, but my view of like, why the hell would they give me money to become a goat? I think it's that they're interested in maintaining a kind of scientific culture, if you see what I mean. Like,
okay.
I think that's important.
Well, speaking of that, that actually leads me on very nicely to my next question, which is, where did you do a poo?
Oh, to be honest, it was never, I just didn't want to go that far.
Well,
really.
No,
like,
hang on a minute.
You know, we can kind of go down this route of like, how far did you go?
Oh, yeah.
I just sort of didn't really want to kind of have my own poo.
But you've had money to go and live as a goat.
But you slept outside, yeah, like as a goat at night as well.
Well, I slept in the shed with the goat.
All right. Did you wipe your ass after when you were a goat?
Yeah, mostly. Yeah.
Barry is going to be fucking furious.
No, but we said he could have done it on the grass, like goats do.
He's going to be furious about
that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, you had to kind of sort of, you know.
He's going to be so cross.
Yeah.
So you took toilet paper.
Well, it's just like. What was the point? It was like the I mean, you know, sometimes I did. I was in the Swiss Alps, and sometimes I had to. Yeah.
I
don't want to go all Paxman on you, right? But if you're going to be a goat, be a fucking goat, right? But you can't also wipe your ass.
You could have worn a nappy, maybe.
The trouble is, the trouble is. I just think I was trying to forget myself.
Forget that you wipe your ass then.
Well, did you eat grass?
Babies don't do it. Babies don't wipe
their
asses.
I did eat a lot of grass, and I like went to Aberystwyth University talk to them about making an artificial rumen. I had this kind of bag strapped to my torso.
And that was your stomach.
I would chew up grass. That was my kind of first, my full stomach. It was my rumen, basically.
Okay.
So,
Question five. Did you speak or bleat?
How many questions have we got?
We've got nine.
Nine, okay.
Yeah, we're at five now. We're over the halfway mark.
Yeah. And
did you
going to get worse or bleat?
No, they're actually not. No, these are just genuine questions. My friend who believes in ghosts, right? He's a proper eccentric boy, really.
These are
mostly his questions. Some of them are Nat's. Not one of these questions
less
is mine.
Eccentric than him.
Okay.
It's fine. I'm answering them as truthfully as I can.
Right.
Did you speak or bleat?
I didn't, because
neither.
Goats tend to. Well, oh, I didn't bleat.
Right. Chatted.
Yeah. I mean, basically, goats bleat when they are when they're around their young. So they'll kind of bleat to communicate with their young. And there were no young around. So I didn't bleat.
So did you talk, though? Were you chatting with them?
No, I didn't talk to the goat.
Okay.
No.
They didn't talk back.
Well, I know, but if he's not bleating, you could, you know, you talk to yourself sometimes.
Yeah,
I do that.
Or what you could do now, which is something
goats,
you can never get your head around.
Goats are much more olfactory, so they kind of smell you. They came up and smelt my beard. And
Right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's actually good, because it leads me on to the next question quite nicely. Did you fuck another goat?
Oh, no.
Language. there was, you know, early on in the project when I was, like, way more kind of convinced that, you know, it wasn't an impossible thing to become a goat.
Yeah.
I did have a conversation with a goat ethologist, a kind of goat behavioural psychologist at Queen Mary University, and he said, you know, are you going to be a male goat or a female goat?
Yeah.
And it kind of brings up the problem of, yes, I'm trying to be a goat, and what happens if I succeed in becoming a goat so well that my instincts take over? That was like a kind of
so
a concern.
You can find them
However, Well, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So, at some point in your life, you've had a concern that you might fuck a goat?
No, or not necessarily do that.
No, that was a concern.
Yeah.
However, luckily, the the ethologist at Queen Mary University mentioned the fact that goats will only mate during like a certain season, so I was very careful to go outside of that season.
Right. Unlike Bigfoot, did you know that Bigfoot, or the collective is actually Bigfi, did you know that Bigfi, if a human disguises themselves as a Bigfoot and goes into the woods, a Bigfi will bum it? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
True, that.
So what?
I'm just saying, no, if you'd have been a girl goat, if they have the same strain of consciousness as a big fight, then the goat might have just fucked you.
But did you like have some mates? Did you knock about with any particular goats? Like, did you form a little gang?
Don't answer that. Because it's not one of the official questions.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, like with animals or humans, you'd be more appealing to hang around with one or two of them.
Do not answer that question.
Oh, right, that's a stupid question.
Do not answer the question.
Goats are social animals, so they have like a hierarchy.
Don't answer the question.
They have a pecking order, and so obviously a new goat introduced to the herd.
Yeah.
Possibly has to like find its place in the hierarchy, but also it's not all kind of fighting. It's you have allies and goat friends. And
did you have an enemy?
I think
stop
I did.
Stop asking all the questions.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Right. Did you fall out with a goat?
Stop asking.
He's on.
Your mic's off. Your mic's off. Seven.
Don't
answer the question. Question seven is another one. Barry's questions. Just to verify. So you have thought about fucking goat, but it was fine.
Well, yeah.
Question seven, what's the point of goats? What are they for?
What's the point of humans?
Goats.
Well,
that's not the good question. Don't go
equally
being
as a politician much point
again.
Of goats as there are as humans.
No, that's not the question. That's not the question. What's the point of goats? No point. Question eight, the penultimate question. Don't forget, none of these are my questions. Question eight, were you milked?
No, I wasn't milked. And I was in the milking shed while the rest of the goats were being milked. But
why have you got away with it then?
Well, because I wasn't a female goat.
Oh, so it's only the females that get milked?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Question nine, the final question, why did you need the money? Because what we worked out was, in the discussion we had earlier on, is that in order to be a goat, you don't need any money because goats don't need money. So why did you need the money?
I guess goats don't need any money because they can eat grass.
Yeah.
But to develop the technology to eat grass and be on sort of become a quadruped again, etc., requires money. So you need a little bit of money to get you over the hump, and then you're free.
But when you eat the grass, you're not actually eating it, are you? You're just putting it in a bag, essentially.
No, and then I'm eating it after it's been in the bag. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
The bag helps to digest it.
Got you. Understood. You ate the digested grass.
Exactly. Yeah.
And is that enough to sustain you as a being? No.
No.
So did you eat other things? Pot noodles and stuff.
I was fed a few chocolate bars from somebody's hand. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the trouble is.
I feel like you've not fully committed to the goat because you've told me already you had chocolate bars.
Yeah.
That what were your other things you said as well? You didn't do a poo like a goat does, and you wiped your ass. You haven't fucked another goat. You weren't milked because you're a boy goat.
Yeah.
And you had a pretend tummy on. It's like you're barely a goat, mate.
Well. The thing is,
you had an helmet.
It took me a while to work it out, but it turns out it's actually impossible to become a goat. But there's stuff you can learn even in an attempt to do something impossible.
Yeah. Okay. So you're, and it's not a judgment call at all, but you're a failed goat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, mate.
Yeah. If you want to put it like that.
You are a failed goat. You failed as a goat. But you tried to be a goat, but you failed.
Yeah. I mean,
don't dwell on it. You know, like, don't. I don't want to ring off now.
If you want a politician's answer, it's possible that the other goats thought I was, or they accepted me into the herd.
It's not possible because, as we know, with Bigfoot, they would have bummed you.
That's the words of the goat herd himself, who, like, impartial bystander. He said he thought the goats had accepted me because I basically had to walk away from a fight with a few other goats. And that's like finding your place in the pecking order. And so if they briefly thought I was a goat, and if I managed to forget myself briefly, like, what the hell am I doing here? Like, mind wanders, then maybe I was a goat in a kind of different philosophical way.
Up until the point where you needed a shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Then
human thoughts come flooding back.
So
yeah.
not only did you ultimately fail as being a goat, but you were a selective goat.
Well, if you want it, you know, you can put it any way you want.
I'm not criticising you. I'm playing the team that's in front of me here, Thomas. And I'm trying to get my head around this as much as it sounds like you were, and everyone listening to this
is. It's a bigger project than just the sex and the poo,
I'll explain that to Barry, but I don't think Barry's going to take that as an answer. I think he's still going to be cross about the money. Your book's called Goat Man, How I Took a Holiday from Being Human. It's $40.99 in hardcover. I presume it's on like Amazon and stuff like that.
I think it is. Yeah,
I'd be knocking about. You find it. It's an interesting story. That's not selling your book. If I say it's an interesting story, suppose I've got better ones, really, but. That's the one I bothered writing down.
Well, you know, we all do what we all do.
That is exactly right. We all do what we all do. You're absolutely right about that. It's been a pleasure speaking to you, man. Thank you for answering Barry's questions and Nat's questions. I do appreciate it.
No worries.
Stay safe. I'll speak to you soon. But why not now? Okay. Have you got a garden at your house?
Yep.
Why, next time you're on a poo, just go out and just do a poo in the garden. Just see if it was as bad as you thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I have done a poo outside before.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to wipe because goats don't wipe. So just go outside, on all fours, do a poo in the garden, go back in again, go about your life.
Yeah.
How bad can it be?
All right,
mate.
I'll do that then.
Deal. Right. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Right.
Bye. That was Thomas. I'm going to put some music on now. I need to speak to Barry. I need to tell Barry about it. Because he's going to go... He's going to be genuinely annoyed.
Who was the doctor? It's Dr. Spock. I know it's Dr. Spock. It is Dr.
Spock.
Spock.
No, it's not. It's like that is the most hackneyed quiz question ever.
Oh, okay.
It's not Dr. Spock. It's
Where's
Mr.
that
Spock.
Come from?
It's just the common misconception that he was called Dr. Spock. He wasn't.
Oh, okay, well, that was Leonard
Nimoy. It was Dr. McCoy, wasn't it?
I'm confused.
Okay, doesn't take
that
much.
That is Leonard Nimoy singing The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins.
Yes.
Broadbury's picked that one, Philistine.
Yeah.
And Bilbo Baggins is a character from Lord of the Rings.
What were you going to say?
Flies.
No, not Lord of the Flies. Really The Hobbit, really, but yeah, was briefly in Lord of the Rings.
Why has he done a song? Is he a big Lord of the Flies Rings fan?
Lord of the Flies Rings? I don't know if he's a fan or not. He just did an album.
About Lord of the Flies. Rings. Jesus Christ. About Lord of the Flies. Rings.
I'm not sure we're in a position to be questioning the decisions made by Leonard.
No, I'm just wondering if he was a big fan of that film.
I don't know. And do you want to get him on the phone?
I'd love to. Is he still...
No, he's not with us anymore.
Okay. Anyway, that was interesting.
Yes, it was just sort of like... It's a bit of I think someone's chosen it in an ironic way.
No, I didn't hate it.
Really?
I didn't get it, but...
What's there to get?
It's a ballad.
Any more than any of the show?
Well,
a song.
Well, how would you rate that?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I'd say it's me.
I wouldn't. I'd bin it.
But for Robin Louise Howell, I'd give her a strong 10 for Love Song by The Cure.
I find The Cure a bit whiny. I don't really like The Cure. I like
Friday I'm in Love.
Show Me Heaven.
Oh yeah, that's lovely. Just Like Heaven.
Whatever it's called.
Show Me Heaven was that song.
It's got
Days of Thunder.
Show me.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. What about Friday I'm in Love? That's a good one.
Yeah, I guess so. But Just Like Heaven was a sort of a song, me and a girl's song.
Well, I don't know if it's not a girl song. Lullaby, that's
no,
a good one.
Me and a girl that I was involved
you've
with.
You've got
it was,
so many
it was
songs
song.
For you and girls. Earlier on it was Michael Jackson, now it's The Cure. Thank you.
No, the Michael Jackson was an album. It's an album that she kept playing all the time. Okay. Thank you very much, Will. Will, have you got shorts? What's going on?
He's got skimpy shorts on, yeah.
You've had skimpy shorts on all day?
They are quite skimpy, aren't they?
Yeah.
They look good, though. Because he's tall, that's why.
Got good legs, show him off. Have a good show,
yeah. He's got nice legs.
Fucking world of his own, that lad.
Well, when he wears shorts, these things happen. Look at that.
I'm going to call out Marvel's Mightiest Heroes. There's a comic book collection of Marvel's Mightiest Heroes. Mm. I think their Twitter handle is at Who's Mightiest, I think it is.
Okay.
And I've been collecting them for 3 years.
Mm.
Okay, I invested in this collection. So it's £20 a month to get two hardcover books, Marvel books, for 60 issues it was going to be in total. And I was sort of getting quite, not excited, but I was like, oh, that collection's coming to an end. That's going to be done in June.
Yeah,
it's going to be full, the actual collection. And then they sent me my last two issues, and it was one issue, which made it 60, and then another one with a note saying, a lot of our collectors have said they want the collection to carry on, so we're doing 25 more issues. I've cancelled it.
Okay.
But I'm fucking furious. I think that's like fundamentally misunderstanding what a collector is, and what, you know, to actually put that within someone's grasp and then say, no, we're expanding it, because a lot of people haven't asked.
Well, will that
that's
niggle
bollocks
you?
Straight
Are
away.
You a completist?
I've completed it.
Yeah, but they're saying you haven't now. They've got other
well,
25.
I'm saying that I have. I agree to 60. I've completed that.
Yeah.
I've got numbers 1 through to 60, plus 75 or something, which I'm going to burn.
Okay.
Right? But they made me pay for it. I said, I don't want this other copy. I didn't agree to that in the first place. And they're just ignoring my emails now.
So it hasn't been cancelled then?
I've cancelled the standing order.
Okay, but they might...
But I've still paid for one issue that I don't want.
Okay.
And I never wanted it. Didn't want them ever to send it to me. I didn't ask for it to be sent to me. But they still took my money.
That's bad.
It's terrible.
You?
No, they won't answer my emails now. I've really shouted at them. I've said, this is like really bad what you've done.
You got a number for them?
Not a number.
Okay.
I've got an email address though, but at Who's Mightiest they are on Twitter. So I'll have a go at them on there.
Yeah.
I don't really like rallying the horses around going, I'll have a go at them. So I don't really want you to do that, but I'm pissed off about it. I'm really pissed off about it.
Where's their company? Let's go down there.
What, now?
Yeah. Or not now, but sometime. At 4 o'clock maybe.
What?
Just go down to the company.
At 4 o'clock?
Yeah, when the show finishes.
3.5 hours ago?
4. Yeah. When the show finishes at 4 o'clock.
No, I don't
we're
go,
in the future.
I don't want to go down there. I just want to warn people off this company.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I think they're called Hatchet Works or something, which is pretty apt, given that. So I'm really annoyed about it. Am I right to be annoyed?
Yeah, definitely, because you get sold into something and you're told this what it is, and then suddenly you're
60
told...
60 issues.
It's expensive.
Do you know what the other thing is as well? I bought a book cabinet thing, thing, that I bought it because it would exactly house 60 issues.
Oh, okay.
Because that's a lot. So I've had to, on the shelves, I've had to make...
Are they thick?
Pretty thick. Okay. I've had to open the shelves up so it fits 60 issues all along one. And it's all along the top of that cabinet, 60 issues. Perfect. And now I've got one more fucking Deadpool, which was never part of the original collection.
Right. But that's supposed to be a good one, isn't it, Deadpool?
I've read them all already.
Okay.
That's not the point of it, Nat.
No, it's not the point. They shouldn't have done that. They should have said to you, well, if they're saying for demand, who from? Because that just means one person, and they were like, oh, I can make
There's
some
no
more money
way
out of this.
That people collecting that were ringing up going, can you do some
please
more of them,
do
please?
60 more.
I don't like it.
It's
but it's
money.
They're not doing 60 more. It's about maybe 20, 25.
That's a lot though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like it.
Should we speak to our next guest?
Yeah, we should do.
So we've got Stephen Broughton coming in a moment. I've got myself angry, so I'm going to play another song.
Good. Animals Do Kiss, though.
What's Will waving at? I'll put a song on to cover it, mate. Yep. Animals Don't Kiss.
Well, I've seen pictures now. So
no, you've seen pictures of what looks like animals kissing.
I've seen meerkats kissing.
Yeah, no, that could be a meerkat feeding another meerkat or something.
African grey parrots.
Someone's just... Show me video of it. Show me video of animals actually snogging each other.
Look at that, chimpanzees, definitely
show
kissing.
Show me videos of it.
I'll find a video.
Of an animal snogging with another animal.
Okay, I'll find one. I was going
to... Either that...
I'll go and find one.
Either do that or just hold me.
I'm going to put the animals kiss video.
You're ruining links there, mate.
Oh, is this a song?
Ray Peacock on FUBAR Radio.
Hey!
Welcome back. Second win. I got my second win now.
That was a good choice there from our guest Stephen.
Yeah,
our
guest Stephen
Monkeys.
Just chose. I bet you look good on the dance floor because we were listening to that plodding on song.
Maria Mina would just hold me for Kerry W, but we decided, didn't we? No more ballads.
Yeah,
please.
It's a perfectly lovely song.
It's very
nice song. It just drags us down in the studio a little bit.
It
makes
slow.
Us a bit too peaceful.
Yeah, we want more.
So when we do the request in future, yes, we need sort of at least semi-upbeat songs.
Yes,
at least. That's the new rule.
Yeah.
We'll still plough through this dross that they've already chosen.
At least if you play it and you go, oh, it's not for me, just get rid of it
mix
and put something else on.
Mix them up.
Yeah.
So we're joined in the studio now by Stephen Broughton. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
Nice to meet you. It's your last minute booking. Can I tell you the background of the booking?
Oh. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Nat last night sent me a text.
Yeah,
So this was last night. This is how quick the turnaround's been. I'm going to find the
impressive,
text. I should have had this ready,
say.
Actually. I've just read an interesting article about asexuals. We should have someone who identifies as that on the show. And I said, okay, then. And she said, good, I expected more of a debate.
Well, because you challenge every guest. There's a lot of guests, which is a good thing to have.
I was going
to
challenge it. I didn't know what the debate would
more
be.
Like, well, no, more of a debate about why.
I said, I'm mainly interested in how you're going to go about finding one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mean to objectify you, but finding one.
Sure.
Didn't know it was you at this point, Stephen. Nat said, I like a challenge. I said, same, which is why I have you producing my radio show.
Yep.
So, what I want to know now, how this came about, how this situation came about, that you're actually here, because she's still not told me how she found you.
Jacob did.
That's right, yeah. You found me.
Well, I saw this article, actually. That's where I read.
That's it. Show me the article.
From the Independent. I saw. That's what I read.
Have I seen you on a TV show? Have you been on something? Interviewed on something?
Not as far as I know.
No. Okay.
My fame doesn't precede me, I'm afraid.
Right. Okay. Because when you came in, I thought I know this guy from somewhere. Mm. I remember you from somewhere. Have we met before?
No, I don't think
so. Okay. Fine. That my bad. So they found you. They did what? Facebook or something?
I can't remember now. I just received an email one day. It was kind of came out of the blue after that article in the Indie 100.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And and here I am now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go to Nat now.
Yeah.
Natalie, could you explain to me what happened here? What was the what sparked in you for this?
I thought it was quite interesting. I don't really know much about asexuality.
Explain what you learned from the article, please.
I wanted to ask more questions about it.
Okay, but I presume you read the article.
Yeah.
So what?
I was interested that as a defining as a sexuality, so we have heterosexuality or homosexuality, but it's a sexuality.
And
of,
that's it.
No.
Or
bisexuality, okay. Many others.
Yeah.
Dualities. But it's a sexuality that isn't sexual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
I found that quite
it.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what the A means.
Yes, I know that. Yeah. I know that.
Okay, so what you decided then?
Yeah,
is that you want to meet? I want to meet one.
I want to meet
again.
An
apologies
ace.
For speaking in this way, but you know what I'm getting mm-hmm. at.
Do you like to be called an ace? Ace is for short.
Yeah, it's what we call ourselves in the
like
community.
That.
Yeah,
I like that.
Okay, so basically, because it's Nat's essential booking, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to be involved, but I'm going to let Nat run the interview because. I apologise in advance if you're asked any stupid questions, but...
No, that's fine.
It will happen.
No stupid questions.
Trust me, don't lay
don't
down
rush
that.
The judgment
don't
on that
lay
one.
That down as a challenge, right? Okay, so Natalie,
yes.
The floor is yours. So you're the one that wanted... not that I'm averse to, the interview, I'm saying. Because you wanted it, you've obviously got the bigger intrigue here.
I am, because I am interested in it. So have you always known that you were asexual? Or did you even know what it meant?
Do you want to explain what it is, first of all?
Well, it's someone that you do not experience sexual attraction, is that right?
Yeah, that's the basic definition. I mean, there are a lot of different kinds of people that describe themselves as asexual.
Yes.
Some do experience sexual attractions at some times. So we consider ourselves as part of a spectrum. So you have people that experience no sexual attraction at all, and you have some people that experience it, in a relationship once they've got to know someone.
Mm.
So I'm not really sure where I am on that spectrum, but as a general rule, I don't experience sexual attraction to people.
Okay, and did that develop over time, or did you used to have sexual attraction to other people?
I don't think I've ever really experienced sexual attraction.
Have you played along for that though? Like, how old are you? Do you mind asking?
I'm 30.
You're 30. Okay, so in your life, have you? It's sort of a thing when you hear about a gay man, for example, may have dated girls because that is the convention, that's the thing to do. Hmm. So has there been times in your life that you've pretended you did?
I wouldn't say pretended. I was 27 before I'd really understood the term asexual. Yeah. So before that, I didn't really know what I was.
Okay.
So even as a kid, in primary school, I thought I was bisexual because I would find people aesthetically attractive, but it wouldn't be associated with a sexual attraction. And I didn't know any different, so I thought that that's, what that was. I was bisexual, and that stayed with me all through school and, well into my 20s.
Yeah.
So it was a path of discovery, really.
Were you concerned about it? Was it a concern?
I guess so. I mean,
given that it's what's outside of what is prescribed to us as normality, but that we know now in sexuality that fucking doesn't exist. Yeah. It's not normality. Yeah. It doesn't exist. So was it have been a concern in the same way that like a gay man or a gay woman would, perhaps have to overcome obstacles because. They're taught or prescribed that men with women, so they have to get over something. Was it something that?
Well, yeah. I mean,
trouble you?
I suppose it did. Going into my mid-20s, my friends are all married off and having children, and there I was not really interested in that at all.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's somewhat scary, kind of being in a world where everyone's talking about sex and seemingly enjoying it and talking
and
about
it. And in TV and film and all other kinds of media.
It's everywhere.
That it is everywhere.
Yeah, it's a huge preoccupation, isn't it? But it's a derivative of biology. So if you fall outside of that, I find it interesting to see where... Because it's almost like, why would you be bothered? Because you're not missing something you want. It's sort of... Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, but I mean, like you say, I mean, sex is everywhere. Mm. Sex sells. Yeah. It's used in advertising, and it doesn't really, appeal to someone that's asexual if they see, some scantily clad person wearing perfume. It kind of makes no sense to someone like me, really.
Yeah.
Mm. And the fact that it's everywhere, and like you say, it's a big preoccupation for people, and they talk about it all the time. And when I'm sitting in that kind of conversation, I'm, fairly silent, or in my younger days I would lie or try and fit in.
Yeah, that's what I meant. So that's what I meant before, was there an element of to pretending that it was
so going out on dates to people so it looks as though I am dating people even though I'm asexual.
Well, I've never really dated. I've formed attractions to people and been interested in people and wanted relationships with people, but there wasn't a sexual element to it. But I didn't ever do it, to lie or to fit in. I wasn't, afraid to be somewhat different in that respect. That's not the same for all asexual people.
Yeah. So have you been physically attracted to somebody without sexually being attracted?
I like to hug people.
Yeah.
And,
Don't give her hope.
Yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily associated with, wanting a relationship with someone. Yeah. Although, if I did form that kind of attraction for someone, then I would want to, hug them. And, that the sexual element doesn't really come into it for me. It's quite separate.
How is it when do you tell people that you are a sexual?
I feel like we're dehumanising you. I feel like we're prodding someone in a laboratory.
I mean, if you don't want to answer,
absolutely.
But I'm just wondering, when...
Who's your favourite band? Band?
Carla,
favorite band? Well, I do like Queen, Dream Theatre.
Okay.
Oh, they're
nice,
metal, aren't they?
They have got more metal recently.
Yeah, I thought so.
What was your favourite sport at school? Did you have one?
Yeah, football.
To play or to watch?
At school, I enjoyed playing it. I wasn't that much good.
Right.
My favourite team's Newcastle.
Okay. What's the biggest row you've ever had in your life?
Biggest
shouting
row?
Shouting row. What's the angriest you've ever been with another human being that you've been able to express?
I don't know. I've never really been someone to raise my voice. Really,
okay.
So.
Okay.
You're doing maths at Loughborough University. What do you like about maths, and what's good about Loughborough? It's a two-part question.
Again, you made it like a grilling.
Two-part question.
You brought it back to a grilling. What do you like maths, and what were you doing in Loughborough?
Do you understand algebra?
I'm trying to humanise.
I'm asking if he understands algebra. Do you understand algebra? Because I don't.
It's not three. It's not like
What three-year-old?
It's not backward, mate.
Do you understand algebra? Because I don't
understand the concepts of algebra.
I don't even
might not be very good at doing it.
I don't get it. I'll be honest, Stephen. I don't get it.
Okay. Yeah, I do like maths. I'm pretty good at it. I tutor people in it.
Is that your maths tutor?
Yeah, nice. I do that as well. Yeah, I do all sorts.
PhD student. Smart.
You know what you said about it being. You know what you said about it being a sort of a spectrum. And also, I don't mean this. Genuinely, don't mean this is a rude spectrum. But would this sort of thing be covered? A rude question, not spectrum. Would this be covered as a not necessarily autism, but a form of that, of the form of, you know, there's something I think about asexuality that is quite logical. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
In that it takes the emotion away from it. So really, how people interact with each other in a sexual way tends to be very emotional or lust-led. Mm. And I think that what you could take that away in a, you know, autism, there's a logic to it. There's a certain logic to it, and anything that defies that logic. So love kind of defies the logic of autism, because it's like, but that's not a real thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I wonder, is there any connection with that there at all?
I don't think so. I mean,
I'm not diagnosing you as autistic.
That's something to happen live on air.
No, but I've spoke before about my missus is on the autism spectrum. You know, she's Asperger's and stuff. So I'm increasingly interested in it, and I increasingly spot it in situations now and go, that could be to do with autism. That could be to do with that. Which by the way, I don't consider a disability. Some people will happily accept it as a disability.
Mm.
I personally don't, because the person in my life who is autistic and has Asperger's, it makes her a wonderful person. It's a brilliant thing.
It's part of her. That is.
Yeah, but also a brilliant part of her. Yeah. There's no bullshit to it, and there's no, she's certainly tremendously artistically talented, and she's certainly not disabled by it to any great degree, other than, you know, maybe every now and again it's caused anxiety or whatever, but. It's not. It enhances her as a person.
Wouldn't that be the same here? Because there is a lot of, as you say, in media and just in real life, of the bullshit of, you know, trying to impress somebody in a fancy way.
There's plenty of times in my life that I consider this desirable. You know, the idea of like,
yeah,
I could switch off.
Yeah, because this just cuts off all that. And at least when you meet somebody, you don't have to have that thing of, right, is there something going on here that's more, you just like me for me. It doesn't have to be
anything
sexual.
I mean, that's kind of why I do this radio show with Nat, is that, you know, it's just nice. To have a moment with a girl that I literally fucking wouldn't go
near.
Oh,
really?
Do you know what I mean?
I think Stephen's just saw you kissing my shoulder. So
and then I hugged you.
Hugged.
And
well,
I
not
said,
kissing,
I said,
one
do you
kiss.
Want me to kiss your shoulder?
Stephen,
you said,
did
yes.
See that. You saw that with your own eyes. Or
yeah.
Did you see
it? Yeah.
So
kissing shoulders as friends. If it was a sexual thing, I'd have, like, cop a proper hold of you, wouldn't I? We'd have a proper snog.
Yeah.
And I went, all right, I'll tolerate kissing her arm.
Fine.
Anyway, we'll talk about autism.
Sorry, yeah, we were. Yeah, let's get back to it. Yeah. And Loughborough. Let's get back to that. Yeah. Get back to that.
Make sure you answer that before you go. It's
I
very
do
important.
Want to know. I've never been to Loughborough, genuinely.
It's fucking
is it
horrible.
Is it? No.
I hate Loughborough.
Do you not? Stephen, what do you think?
The university is a nice place.
It's not, I hate it. It's fucking horrible. I hate it. I'm
Why?
It's a personal thing, don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah, Loughborough's a nice place. I'm working at Oxford Brookes now.
Oh, nice. That's nice. I've been to a gig there. It was very nice.
Yeah, Oxford's a nice place, and so is the university. So, they're both very good universities. They're kind of, you know, they serve different functions in terms of, you know, who they cater for and what they do. But, they're both very good at what they do.
Okay.
Autism.
Yes.
No, I don't think there's really a link. I mean, there might be people on the autistic spectrum that might think more about, you know, the way that they feel for people. And, you know, perhaps they do kind of separate the romantic and the, you know, the sexual aspects of their attraction for someone. I don't think there's been any... asexuality is a very under-researched thing, so I wouldn't be comfortable to say that there was or wasn't a link.
Okay.
Okay. A parallel, then, maybe. It was actually because you mentioned you saw it as a spectrum, and the other thing that is defined by that is also the autistic spectrum. Is that's all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not saying that an asexual person is definitely autistic because of that. I'm saying
no.
I can see that there are similar themes going on in both those things.
Mm.
But you know, I'm not contesting anything you say at all.
Just curious about it.
But what's Loughborough University?
No, we've had that one. No, but if when you have told your family or friends or new people, how do people react to that? I wondered if there's anybody saying, they can't compute this, or they're a bit like, no, I don't understand what you mean. Or the classic thing when you're saying, you just haven't met the right person yet. That someone must have said, I imagine, to you at some point when you say.
What was your take on it, Nat, when you read the article? What was your response to it? What did you think?
It kind of made sense to me, in that I could see, well, yeah, it totally made sense. I could see how you may not be attracted to to anybody, and maybe that's not the way, the norm necessarily. There is a kind of thing from when you're brought up that it's right, you're going to grow up, the whole goal of life is to get married and have children, and then I always used to think, and then what?
But that I mean, that counteracts any diversion in your sexuality, doesn't it? So anything that's not man, woman, married, and that's like such a small percentage of the spectrum of sexuality now.
I wondered how the perception was, because it's for some people, for gay or for lesbians, it's hard to come out and say I'm gay or I'm bi or whatever. But I wondered if it was the same sort of same as coming out and saying I'm asexual, whether that some people might be a bit kind of, I don't understand what you mean.
Yeah. Well, it, like I said, it's not well known among people what asexuality is. So there is this annoying thing that every time you come out to someone, you have to explain what it is.
Yeah.
And every time you read an article about it, the first paragraph is about what asexuality is, and that's going to be like that for
quite a while. So when we started today, I said to Nat, we'll explain what it is, first of all. Because people don't know, generally speaking. So I guess that's a sort of an essential annoyance at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Until this is more widely known about as an actual real thing. Is there an element to it which is, because sexual attraction and companionship are two very different things. So companionship is something I think that's a human desire, even in a non-sexual way, you know, just our friends and all the rest of it. Is there a community within a community of people who, that sounds very cold, I was going to say allocate themselves to each other, but you know, to, like, two asexual people, would that be the perfect match?
Not necessarily. I mean, there are a lot of asexual people that have relationships with people that, you know, are sexual people and,
right, okay.
you know, do enjoy sex. And, you know, in that kind of relationship, you know, they'll work it out between themselves whether, you know, how often they have sex, if at all. You know, some people come to arrangements where, you know, the sexual partner can, you know, go and sleep with someone else. There are examples where there are asexual couples, and you know that works for them.
Yeah.
But
if someone who's asexual is with someone who's has a traditional sexuality, if you like, again for want of a better phrase, and you say so that they will have sex, is there not an element of that which is that other person would know that they're playing along with it, or would they be playing along with it? Would it actually be a
Well, some asexual people do enjoy sex. They just don't experience the attraction.
Got you. Okay. Okay.
So, you know, just because you are asexual doesn't mean that you don't have sex.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are asexual people that will go into a relationship and will, you know, kind of grudgingly have sex for the sake of the relationship.
Yeah.
You know, if that works for them, then that's fine. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I saw that Pride, this is what interested me about this article as well, which is happening this weekend, isn't it? Or is it the 10th?
Nah.
Pride London, 10th to the 26th of June is when it's happening.
Okay, that's alright.
But they
are still covers this show, doesn't it?
They're what, sorry?
That still covers this show.
Yes, it does. Yeah. But the asexuals are playing a bigger part of Pride, and then they are recognising it as well.
Yeah. Well, so I went last year. There's a big asexual community called Avon, the Asexuality Visibility and Education Network, and I mean, for many asexual people, that's the first connection they have with the asexual community. That's the first place, you know, that they come for information and find out that they are asexual.
Right.
But it is a community-run forum, pretty much, and people go on there and arrange these kind of meets.
Yeah.
So last year I went along to the Avon group that were doing Pride in London, and we marched through, and yeah, it was fantastic. I really enjoyed it.
Well, Pride, I mean, Pride covers every sexuality, doesn't it?
Well, this is described asexuality as the fourth sexual orientation, which I hadn't really thought about before. But
that's more than that.
Yeah.
Is there more than four?
Oh, there's definitely more than four. And I don't like numbering them.
No, that's true as well. Number five.
Because that also implies a chart. It's like,
that's true.
Well,
yeah,
number one, men and women. Number two, all right. Yeah. All right, fine. Men and men, it's fine.
Yeah.
But then number three, I'd be like, well, why is the ladies number three?
And then there's bisexuality.
Oh,
so
shit.
That would be four.
Already pushing asexuals further down.
That's gone to fifth. Asexuals are number five now.
Yeah, I'm with Steve on this, that we shouldn't number them.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, that's true.
It's all right for emergency services, but perhaps not for people's sexuality at all.
Yeah.
I find it's incredibly interesting. Like, it really, really is. And it was like, when I got the message from Nat last night, it was like, well, I don't know what you're going to ask about or why you want someone to talk about that. But it is there is that element, you're right, of the fact that it isn't really widely known about. I mean, I kind of had a grasp of it, but I guess it isn't widely known
about. No, I don't think it is.
And I think all, you know, deviations, that's not right.
No.
But all sort of separate sexualities and things that are, because it's a fluid thing, sexuality. It's a, I was speaking to Kitty outside, it was one of the guests in the last show, and I always say a thing where I say I'm a historically heterosexual, and it always makes people laugh. But I actually mean that. I actually mean that as a
what
thing.
What do you mean by that?
Because I think sexuality is a fluid thing. So I think it's something that can alter at different times in your life and can be. And I think the second you lock yourself down as what you are for good.
Yes.
Then you are closing doors all around yourself. You know, you say, that's what I am. And I understand it on a self-discovery point of view and a sort of go, you know, sort of settling on what you are and what your sexuality is. But I don't think anyone should ever close off the idea that... like, for example, if Stephen, if you woke up tomorrow and with fucking raging lust, then you couldn't go, no, because that's not what I am.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it was...
Yeah.
I'm not saying that would happen. Is there a biological reason for it, by the way? Is that, does that come into it?
For asexuality?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see why there wouldn't be. I mean, there are examples of homosexuality in the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
And, there are lots of animals that, you know, kind of struggle to persuade them to mate in captivity. You know, that could be asexuality there.
Because there's certainly your sex drive is certainly hormonally influenced.
Yeah, sure. I mean, probably too much information for this station, I'm sure. But
can't be too much. Can't be too much.
No.
You know, I have a healthy libido, but it's not matched by, you know, an attraction.
Right, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So those two things aren't really linked. So, you know, in a relationship, you know, I would consider having sex with someone.
Yeah.
You know, I'm quite ambivalent. Really. You know, for other people that's different, and you know that they have, you know, absolutely no sexual desire at all, and you know would rather not talk about it.
Got you.
Okay,
it's dead interesting.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Do you have any more questions, Stephen?
No, I have asked everything.
Releasing back into the wild now that we've brought him into captivity.
Yes,
shoved him in a cave and prodded him and done experiments on him and asked him questions.
Wow.
And now we're going to release him back into. We've defined him by sexuality.
I know about Loughborough. You can go. That's really why I got you in here. Yeah. It wasn't anything to do with being asexual.
No, I hope that. I mean, it's difficult, isn't it, to have this interview without sort of an element of that, of sort of a feeling a bit like that, like you are prodding at someone who's still a person. So apologies if it came across that way, but that was just...
Oh, no, not at all.
You know, but you get what I mean.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure speaking to you. I'm going to put Kanye West on now. I don't know why.
Put it on. See.
Can that put it to the top of the list?
I think it'll be peppy. That's why.
It'll be what?
Upbeat. Peppy and upbeat.
All right. Okay. Stephen Broughton, thank you very much indeed.
No, thank you very much.
Welcome back.
Hi, thanks, Kanye.
Weirdly, the discussion's continued. Stephen's left us now, but the discussion's continued in here.
Just credit Hannah Isaac for that song, please. Devil in a Blue Dress. Yeah, Hannah Isaac.
Well done, Hannah. So we've been the discussion's continued, and you've just told me loads of more questions that you wanted to ask Stephen, but you didn't ask him.
I felt like we'd probed him enough that it might come a point where he's like, okay, enough
questions.
It did
feel like that. That's why I referenced it and said it, because it did feel a bit like this is a human being sat here that we're just like talking about him like like he's just a thing.
Yeah, like we're sort of scientists doing a test or something.
But then again, he was booked because to talk about that thing. So,
sure, yeah.
But you know, it still is a.
My mind is slightly
difficult, isn't it?
By the fact that you are asexual, but you have sex. That's obviously, that is not what I thought it was. I found it very good to learn.
But you can
about
have sex, is what.
But do you have feelings during sex? You know.
Okay. All right. Let's put this as bluntly as possible, right? Okay. When you're in a sex situation, right?
Yes.
And someone starts licking your nipples.
Yeah.
Right.
Nice.
Now, is that physically nice?
It's sexually nice and physically nice.
If you're sexually aroused,
it's
nice. If you're not sexually aroused, it's really annoying. But
it depends how they're licking. If it's
you know what I mean.
You,
but if you are already in a sex in a sex situation, and someone starts all right. Better example. If right now, and please God, this isn't going to happen. But if right now, okay, I went down on you.
Oh, okay.
Right. If that happened right now.
No.
Listen.
Yeah, if it did,
no matter, even if you had your eyes shut now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And either me or Will went down on consensually, right?
It was a minute ago. Right?
No, this is the point I'm making. This is the point I'm making, though, is if one of us went down with your eyes shut, regardless of which one it was.
Yeah.
What are you pointing at?
My mic up.
Oh, no, I just don't like hearing from
him. He's two.
It's one that needs to be, isn't it? Yeah. Right. Sorry, I was mic troubles. It was my fault. So, if you're blindfolded now, and me, and again, I can't emphasise this enough, this is not going to happen.
I know it's not happening.
Okay, and it's got nothing to do. So, you're not attracted to me, you're not attracted to Will, right? Right, if we take that as read, we don't know what you think about in real life, but if let's take it as read, we believe you, that you don't find us attractive. Stop winking at it, Will. If one of us did that, would it feel physically feel pleasurable?
I think it might.
Of course it would.
I think it would.
Because though the
depends
bit,
if you're really good at it.
But the bit, no, that's does actually
it?
Well, yeah.
Does it?
No,
you can have one that's not someone that's not good at it.
I know.
It,
all right. Well, let's say
you're amazing.
Let's say we're both technically great at it.
Brilliant. Okay.
Right. Regardless of which one of us it was, it would still feel. It would feel physically pleasurable.
It would, yes.
What asexuality is not being attracted to the person that's doing it. You don't feel a sexual urge to the person that's doing it. You may not feel sexual feelings, but the sexual pleasure, the actual pleasure,
what you're saying.
The pleasure of the physical touching would still remain.
Okay.
So what?
No, I get that.
What Stephen was saying when he said about being too graphic is, he was essentially saying he'll happily have a wank. He just won't necessarily think about somebody or something. It's just the physical release. So the physical touching of his cock would still feel nice.
Okay. I mean, you can do that when you have sex with somebody.
What do you mean?
Well, you can, like, not particularly like that person.
Well, then you're answering your own question, aren't you?
But you can have sex and literally afterwards be like, I hate you, I never want to see
you
again.
There you go. So you just answered your own question.
But it was good sex, probably.
I know, but you just that's the answer you wanted.
Sorry. You know.
Yeah, so it's exactly that. It's that just two people in the right place at the right time, don't give a fuck about each other.
And it's great for 4.5 minutes or whatever, however long he was. Yeah. They,
how many were there, Nat?
Well,
it's good that we can still work together as well.
I know.
Yeah.
I think you did all right. As long as
first time.
For your age, you did very well. Yeah, for your first time, it's fantastic.
I thought it was going to be a lot less than that, but a minute.
Most people
And as it was your first time, well, now we know you've got another girlfriend as well. You'll know now that it's not always like that.
No. Sometimes you.
What's not like that?
Like Nat's.
Oh, right.
Oh, no. It's only downhill from you now, young man.
One way of looking at it.
No?
Stop look, it. We're running out of time.
We've got a... he's made us a piece of paper
again,
for a show mantra.
Because Stephen's been here, you've now started talking about people like they're not even here.
I know,
Will has said it's here. He has made us. Oh, so, God. Will here... has,
what's
so
Loughborough like, Will?
We I've actually been to Loughborough. Nearly broke my hand.
I nearly broke someone else's nose.
Will?
Barred for life from Loughborough
from
University.
I thought you meant Loughborough.
I got kicked out the SU when I went there.
Oh. Were you performing?
I want to go.
Some
there.
Say it was a performance.
Yeah. Some would say mine was a performance. I'd have argued it.
Well, Will has made us a mantra because we need to be pepped up. I thought
earlier on
a bit
we requested that Will make us an inspirational poster for the wall because I didn't feel particularly asked to do the show.
No, and look how chirpy you are now.
No, I was all right then. It's just because I'm tired. It's just two shows in a day. That's all it is.
Talk to a goat man.
Yep.
Talk to an asexual man.
I didn't speak to a goat man, actually.
Well, I wasn't.
I didn't.
The clue was goat.
He wasn't a fucking goat.
It wasn't a
point.
Goat, but he's a goat man. So
no, he's a man.
Clue, well, okay.
He's a man up an hill with some goats.
Okay.
He didn't even shit on the floor.
He didn't poo on the floor. Didn't
there's,
really
no, there's no goat. He did nothing that would define him as a goat.
No.
What he did was he went up an hill and just went around on all fours. That's the only thing that
chocolate.
Defined him as a goat. He ate some chocolate.
Didn't sleep outside. No, he slept in a shed.
Utter bullshit, mate.
Okay. Well, go and buy the book.
Nice lad.
Go and buy the book.
I could even, when I was talking to him, I could tell that he was going, fuck it, I'm such a fucking charlatan here.
I know.
You could tell that was going on in his head, I thought.
6 days as well. But it wasn't really, because he wasn't a goat.
Yeah. Anyway,
okay, yeah.
What have we got?
So this kind of quote is more for you,
me,
Ray.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry,
thanks.
Natalie.
Well,
you had yours. So.
Well, my one didn't make sense.
Well, I'd argue it
did.
Your
spirit's not in a bottle.
Yeah, yours was saying stop drinking when you're at work.
But okay. So you're going through a kind of transformation yourself in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
changing your name.
Yeah. Ray is dead.
Not changing my name.
No, you're reverting back
like
to
Ian Bolesworth has always been my name.
Yes,
Killing Ray.
And you should be proud of that, and that reflects this in the quote. So your full name is Ian Bolesworth.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Correct. So I've gone for Be bold. Be bold. It will be worth it.
That's nice.
What's on the bottom?
Some smiley faces.
Brazier.
Yeah, just in case anyone wants to nick that. That's actually mine.
What was that? Oh, you copyrighted it?
Yeah.
So that's like don't frown. Smile.
Well, explain what you're showing, because people can't see that. No.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Showing it to camera.
We're not having the camera on.
The camera's always on.
Well, we're not showing the camera.
But yeah, I
never agreed to this at any point. Oh. I agreed to a radio show.
Yeah.
I didn't agree to be filmed at any point.
But
right?
I thought radio that reflects nicely.
Speak to my management if you want to show any footage of me, but you can't otherwise. Right.
Come on, guys.
So just explain what's on the sheet now.
It says, be bold, it will be worth it.
We've done that already, but you were saying about the frowning, so what, why did you say that?
What it's saying is don't be frowned.
What is?
The sort of smiley face.
That's all I want you to explain.
Well, it's not a smiley face, yeah. It's a frowny face.
Okay, with a cross through it.
And then there's two smiley faces on there.
Yeah.
Underneath in green.
Yeah.
Saying next to worth it.
Yeah.
And that is William Brazier.
Okay, I'm happy if that's on the wall.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. But I want it on the wall all the time, though. You probably have to put it, you can't put it on the cloth bit, you have to put it on the hard bit.
Dirty, though, isn't it?
But it doesn't matter if it gets dirty.
We can do that tomorrow.
It's not like, do you think Will couldn't make another one of them?
No, I think you've got to be good.
If that's not up when I come back next time I'm here, I'll be cross.
When are you in?
20th.
What? No, never mind when I might come in tomorrow. You never know.
Definitely.
I might do a spot check. I might be a secret shopper.
Yeah.
I might just come in at any point.
Then
any
you're
point
have to see one for all presenters, really, aren't you? You're going to have to do one for
you can do that.
Hugh tomorrow.
You can do it for all the shows you work on.
Hugh's always happy, though, so it'll be fine.
Yeah, Hugh's always
just
happy.
Offer to make something for all the shows you work on.
Okay.
I reckon.
Are you happy with that? Did you want that for your fridge?
No, not for my fridge. My fridge is full already. It's covered in stuff already.
You certainly had an empty fridge earlier. That's a bit weird.
What?
Why can't you have that on your fridge?
When did I say I had an empty
fridge?
It's
not good enough, is it?
When did I say I've got an empty fridge?
Hour and a half I've been working on that and you're going to turn it down.
What did I... When did I say I've got an empty fridge?
Oh, right, how's your fridge? You went pretty bare at the moment and I went, something for you, mate.
I think you've imagined that, mate.
I think you meant in the fridge, not on
I think
the
you've
fridge.
Been doing. I think you've been doing wacky drugs with your Johnny YouTube.
Don't touch drugs.
That's what I reckon's been going
Johnny.
On.
Don't touch drugs.
I reckon you've done little wacky drugs with Johnny YouTube, and then you've cut all the pauses out of it to make it faster and pacey on YouTube. That's what I reckon's been going on there, mate.
Yeah. It's like limitless.
Yeah, that's what I reckon's been going on there. No, at the moment my fridge is full because I'm only just back on solid food.
Oh,
10 days on liquid diet. That was a fucking laugh. But I'm very good at making soup now.
Okay.
What's your favourite soup?
Leek and Roquefort cheese. Mm. Was the best one I made. It was fucking amazing.
What's Roquefort cheese?
Smelly one.
It's like it's kind of smelly, but you don't put an awful lot in there, but it has a real vibrant taste to it. With leek as well, it was credible.
Is that a skinny soup? Or would that because I
no,
like a nice chunky soup.
Skinny?
Yeah, I like a nice chunky soup.
Yeah, that would be.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, I've got a soup maker because my missus bought a soup maker when she found out I had gone on a liquid diet, so she tried to make it nicer for me.
So she got a
soup maker. But I wasn't allowed to have the chunky soups because it literally liquid diet.
So
it had to be a blended soup. But yeah, really surprised me. It was the first one I made. Uh-huh. And I was like expecting it to like, oh, it's going to be all watery.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is amazing.
Oh, that's good.
But then the ones that have been made since, not quite as good.
Oh, no bread either.
So, yeah, no bread. Not allowed.
God.
So,
okay.
I can now.
Well,
so
it was a good job.
It was a really good job that I made that one first. If I'd made any of the other ones first, I'd have never used that soup maker ever again.
Ends on a high. Roquefort soup. Lovely.
Roquefort.
Roquefort. Roquefort.
Yeah, there we go. I'll probably call it a day now.
Yeah, we're out of time.
Thanks for your involvement now.
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, Will, for joining in.
Thank you, Ray.
That's Stephen Broughton coming in.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen.
Goat Man on the phone as well.
Thank
Thomas,
you,
what are you called?
Cheers.
Thomas.
Barry. Cheers to Barry.
Barry does for his, yeah, for his question selections.
Very good.
Barry is going to be fucking livid when he finds out about that money.
Yeah.
He really is. In real life.
Oh, wow.
We'll see you again next week for the birthday show.
Yeah.
Birthday show. Very important birthday show.
No.
It is next week.
No, it's not.
Week after.
Yeah, week after. Two weeks.
Why don't we have a practice?
Okay, sure. Practice. This is our pre-birthday.
Right, next
pre-birthday
week, practice
show.
Birthday show.
Okay.
And then week after, proper birthday
Actual
show.
Actual birthday show.
That is when the Forbidden Planet vouchers should have arrived. They should have arrived by then.
We should be posting it next week. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send them now so they're here early if you want.
Yeah, do it.
Either get a lot of people together doing it or don't go cheap.
Sure, okay.